This is the news in brief from the United Nations. A humanitarian catastrophe caused by unrelenting drought is unfolding in southern Madagascar, where children and adults are on the periphery of famine. The warning from the UN World Food Programme, WFP, comes after 5 years of failed rains and climate emergencies. Here's veteran aid logistics expert and senior director of operations in Madagascar, Amir Dowdy.
What I witnessed yesterday is horrific images of starving children, malnourished, and not only the children, mothers, parents, and the population in the villages we visited. We are heading towards a disaster, and we need to stop that.
Last September, WFP warned that families had already eaten their vital seed stocks over the lean season, leaving them nothing to grow for their next planting season. Whole villages have shut down as people have moved to the nearest town, although some appear too weak to make the relatively short journey, Mr. Dowdy said. To help, the UN agency has appealed for $74 million over the next 6 months to respond to the emergency and prevent a catastrophe. Today, WFP helps up to 750,000 people a month via food and cash distributions, but at least 1.35 million people require emergency assistance. To the occupied Palestinian territory now, and a call from the UN to the authorities to set a new date for elections, after the 22nd of May poll was postponed. UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Tor Wennesland, said on Friday that he understood the disappointment of the many Palestinians who had gone nearly 16 years without being able to cast their vote. He encouraged Palestinians to continue on the democratic path, underscoring the widespread international support for transparent and inclusive elections throughout the occupied Palestinian territory, including in East Jerusalem. Giving people the chance to vote would renew the legitimacy and credibility of Palestinian institutions and help to re-establish Palestinian national unity, he said. The UN Special Coordinator also insisted that elections would help to prepare the ground for meaningful negotiations to end the occupation and realize a two-state solution based on UN resolutions, international law, and previous agreements. In Chad, the UN Rights Office, OHCHR, has said that it's deeply disturbed by the use of live ammunition by security forces during protests that have followed the death of the president. 6 people were reportedly killed and several wounded in the capital, N'Djamena, on Tuesday, and in the second largest city, Mundu, OHCHR said. More than 700 people have been arrested and it's not clear how many are still in detention, said spokesperson Marta Hurtado. She also urged the authorities to abide by their international obligations ahead of further protests and strikes due to take place in the coming days.
Defense and security forces must receive clear instructions to refrain from the use of force against peaceful protesters and to ensure that any violent incidents are handled in line with the rule of law and relevant international human rights laws and standards.
President Idris Deby died from injuries sustained while fighting separatists in northern Chad 10 days ago. He's been succeeded by one of his sons. Daniel Johnson, UN News.